The economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic has seen the biggest monthly collapse in the Australian manufacturing industry on record. The only area to expand in April was the chemical sector, which, yes, makes cleaning products like detergent and hand sanitizers. There's been no shortage of talk about Australia needing to become more independent when we finally do emerge from this coronavirus lockdown. Concerns about our lack of medical supplies, fuel and other items has raised questions about our reliance on overseas suppliers in this globalised world. Many now say Australia needs to boost its own manufacturing capacity and be less dependent on countries such as China. Bernard Salt is one of those. He's Managing Director of the Demographics Group. Good afternoon.
Hi, Glenn.
Globalisation has created this just-in-time model of trade where we buy what we need as we need it from wherever we can get it, probably as cheap as we can get it. Has that been exposed by this crisis?
Very much so. And you could see the logic behind it. Prior to the coronavirus, the logic was, well, we should outsource manufacturing to countries that can produce that cheaply and import them. And that frees us up to focus on what we do well, which is agribusiness and mining and lifestyle, education, health services, property services and so forth. And all that works a treat until there is something like a global pandemic. And that has suddenly exposed the fact that we have lost a number of capabilities. Now, we probably don't need to manufacture motor vehicles in Australia, but I think that we need to retain the capability of manufacturing a $2 face mask. And that, to me, I think has exposed to a lot of people the fragility of the preceding system. Not just face masks, but also hand sanitizer. Now, fortunately, a lot of the distilleries and breweries have been able to pivot to hand sanitizer, but not in sufficient quantities to get it to the mass market of consumers, and also probably ventilators. And look, there's a whole range of critical goods and services that, when you think about it, we probably need to retain the capability of manufacturing and producing on our own on the Australian continent, even if there is a premium to be paid to do so.
And moving away from the items we might need right now under these circumstances, you say Australia might now have a once-in-a-century opportunity to reset. How so?
Well, in fact, this is really like pressing the reset button, and it enables us to rethink about what we need to be self-sufficient, self-reliant going forward. I think most certainly and thankfully the drought seems to have ended, the bushfires have been quelled. Agribusiness and adding value to agribusiness product, I think, should be a priority going forward. I think there are a whole range of defence industries that we should be looking at to make sure that we actually retain control, retain capabilities on the Australian continent. In healthcare, pharmaceuticals, chemicals associated with that sort of industry need to be managed. Also, there has been a lot of discussion over the last 12 months around fuel reserves. Now, on this occasion, it is a pandemic, but there's all sorts of calamities, catastrophes. It might be a climate catastrophe, it might be all sorts of issues why we need to be self-sufficient for 3 months, 6 months, 12 months or so. We need to make sure that we have the capabilities on the Australian continent and also the stockpiling in different parts of the continent to actually make sure that we can maintain our quality of life and maintain our way of life.
All right, so a bit of a nation building into the bargain. You say we need to move away from finding the most cost-effective or cheapest source of products and invest in some local businesses to employ local workers to deliver these products. Is that easier said than done, though? That's a big shift in such a bottom-line-driven world. Well, people probably talk about it a bit now, but in the end, maybe go back to business as usual.
Well, I've got a very simple economic question. What is the cost to the Australian economy of shutting down the economy for 5 or 6 weeks? What has been the hit to the GDP? Now, we can either accept that that is a cost of doing business where we just continually focus on the cheapest outcome, or we can say we actually need to retain those capabilities, those manufacturing establishments and businesses on a continual basis. And the price of that is that there is a premium to be paid to sustain an Australian business at Australian rates, Australian quality of life, Australian wages and so forth. We get that. But that, in the long run, is a cheaper cost than the cost of shutting down the economy for weeks, if not months, however often these sorts of events come along.
All right, that's one way to make it fashionable, as you say. Now, while I've got you, demography-wise, what effect do you think all this will have on our population? Last year we had, about net migration of 240,000. Some suggest this year it could be close to zero. There's talk of birth rates dropping as well.
Yes, I do think that, certainly the rate of immigration must plummet, in fact, if people cannot arrive in Australia. Also, the work visa issue means that people here on work visas will have gone home, others can't come, the number of students on the Australian continent, all of those added to the total population, not to citizens, but to the resident population of the Australian continent, so that will slow down. There is talk that the lockdown might actually prompt a baby boom in 9 months' time. In actual fact, quite the reverse happens. In times of calamity and when people are unsure, then they choose not to have kids. And so you'll find that the birth rate actually drops in 2021. If you go back to the Great Depression, that was the birth rate plummeted in 1931, 32, 33 or so. So yes, it does have a demographic impact, but it would also, I think, in a cultural, social sense, I think can also have a lot of positive impacts in terms of changing the way we work. I think far more Australians will be working from home into the future, certainly not the proportion we have at the moment, but a much larger proportion in the future, taking commuters off the roads and making life easier in terms of how we work, how we get around our cities.